rhyme.
And treason.
Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. We finally got.
DJ Gower, DJ Matador coming at you. Hardcore Rhyme and Treason Radio. You can't touch us.
But apparently our landlords can touch all of our deposit because they move you into a dirty house and expect it to be clean when you move out.
We just moved and we got screwed by the goddamn landlords. We live in California. They're fucked up.
They fuck you every chance they get. They want to charge you for fucking pinholes in the wall and, you know.
It's quite a racket.
Basic wear and tear. And, of course, you got to get a fucking lawyer to get any of your money back, right?
A lot of money.
Well, how much is a lawyer? Like three times the amount of your deposit? Oh, yeah, that makes sense. What do you have to say about that
lovely
lady,
Gower. She's
Leslie.
Coming in. Yeah.
Hi. The thing that bothers me is that as a woman, usually are the one that gets stuck doing the cleaning, because no offense, guys, you just don't clean the same way that women do. You just don't. But, so when you move out of a place, you got to clean it spotless and make it perfect. And then when you move into a place, it's filthy. That's what really chaps my hide.
Yeah, so you got to move. You got to clean, and then you got to move all your shit, and then you got to clean to unpack all of your shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Brutal.
It's tough.
Brutal. So for those of you that have moved recently, maybe you've just moved cubicles. Who knows? Maybe you've just moved apartments into home. You're upgrading.
Or I'm basically a hoarder at this point. Borderline hoarder. I've moved so much shit.
But the less you move, the more shit you accumulate. Would you not agree with that?
Yeah. Well, I guess. I don't know.
DJ Gabi is probably one of the biggest minimalists that I know.
DJ Matador, DJ Gower,
he's in the house right now.
Rhyme and Treason Radio. We're fucking pissed.
He's waving away.
Landlord. Fuck the landowners. Fuck the goddamn landlords.
DJ Gabi's afraid to talk about his landlord, his shoddy slumlord.
He controls his life, basically.
He's like Mr. Roper.
He follows his every move. He's got a camera on him in the bathroom.
Walks in the front door at any moment.
Yeah. It's pretty cheap, Gabe, but I don't think it's worth that.
Anything to entice him into the conversation, but I don't think it's working. So,
your female landlord, she's 800 pounds, but she's watching your salon on a monitor. I like to give a shout out to China right now.
Yeah, we're actually pretty big in China, so.
Chinese listeners, I love you. You're the fucking shit.
We greatly appreciate your support through your...
DJ Gower and DJ Matador love China, period.
Not as much as China loves us, though, apparently.
I always go to the Chinese... Anyway, here we are.
The Chinese Rhyme landlord, is that what you're saying?
It's Saturday night. It's a rarity for Rhyme and Treason Radio. Usually it's a Monday or Tuesday. We're rocking it on a Saturday, ready to fucking shred you.
We have had way too many beers to be recording this properly.
We've had a shitload of beers, but I'm happy to be here.
Sublime, so. Get Out from the Secondhand Smoke EP with the Landlord voicemail intro. You know you love it. Check it out. Radiohead finishing up their track in the back right now. House of Cards.
On Rhyme.
And Treason.
Smoke some bangs, call it all in the eye, potato.
body. You know what I'm saying? Check it. Well, it's the M.I. Cricket letter. Ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater, cause I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh, hell, there he go again, talking that shit. Bend corners like I was a curve. I struck a nerve, and now you're about to see the Southern player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried. Cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out, you scurry. So go get your fucking shine box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sax, B-I-G-B-O-I is that same motherfucker that took them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my Uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
Now, my oral illustration be like clitoral stimulation to the female gender. Ain't nothing better, let me know when it's wet enough to enter. If not, I wait, because the future of the world depends on if or if not the child we raise gon' have that nigga syndrome. I will it know to beat the odds regardless of its skin tone. I will it feel that if in tune it just might get picked on. I will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone. The alienators, cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the beast of my pie. Now break a breaker, tenfold, can I get some reply? Now everybody say,
throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
Every day I sit while my nigga be in school, thinking about the second album at the dungeon, shooting pool like ES to the PN, cause we just to the B in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married, carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated. And now I'm sitting at the end of the month, I just made it like you made the B team. And like your daddy's wife, you're making a coffee. You heard the AT alien, so back the hell up off.
Shh, shh, softly, as if I play piano in the dark. Found a way to channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. God works in mysterious ways, so when he starts the job of speaking through us, we be so sincere with this here. No drugs or alcohol, so I can get the signal clear as day. Put my Glock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war, okay?
Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
We'll be right back.
Episode 29, Rhyme and Treason Radio, Lynch the motherfucking landlord.
DRI slumlord doesn't care.
White Stripes, My Doorbell. Right in between that, Tenacious D, Paying the Rent.
With the rock. Classic indeed.
Outcast, the AT Aliens.
Nice, nice. Here we are, Rhyme and Treason Radio, bringing it to you on a Saturday night.
So when DJ what Matador and I first started out in this whole crazy game out there in Chico, being on the radio together and all that, we lived in a house with six other dudes. Seven dudes total.
Seven dudes, crammed into one ancient house. It was intense.
Yeah.
For sure.
And, of course, you know, seven dudes, and then people got to bring their girlfriends over, myself included. And we had mega quotes from all the madness that ensued. But the bastard of a landlord moved us in a day before he moved the other people out. So we had to spend our first day sleeping on the fucking lawn with all of our shit because we had already moved out of our other houses. Then he moves us into a fucking house that's missing a shower head. It's got holes in the wall, fucking dead rats on the floor. I mean, the place was a piece of garbage. Galen Thompson of Chico, California, fuck you.
I like it a lot. Galen Thompson. This song, it's actually based on that motherfucker. So here we go. Fight music. We used to be called, formerly known as, we had an Asian drummer, Chinaman. So embrace it, China. Here we go.
Galen Rhyme. Thompson,
fuck you. And fucking treason.
Little David Bowie in the background, dancing in the street. Coming up after Galen Thompson, fuck you. By the way, fire coming out of the monkey's head, the gorillas, all sorts of good shit. Suburban Home, you never know what's coming up next. It's Rhyme and fucking treason, people. Rhyme.
And motherfucking treason.
Love you, China.
I love you.
Hi, Milton.
What's happening? I didn't receive my paycheck this week.
You're going to have to talk to payroll about that.
I did, and they said...
Milton, we're going to need to go ahead and move you downstairs into storage B.
No,
we have some new people coming in, and we need all the space we can get.
But there's no space.
So if you could just go ahead and pack up your stuff... and move it down there, that would be terrific.
I was
no okay.
I could stay. Excuse me. I believe you have my stapler.
Fuck you, gay lord. 7 dudes crammed into 1 ancient house. Trying to take a shower, they disgusted mouth. Our toilet paper holder is used as our shower caddy. Since it's under a dark left by some bratty. Kill it on your sister, famous landlord. I think he needs a sad truck, buy it to my bar.
At least got shit in your car.
Once upon a time, at the foot of a great mountain, There was a town where the people known as happy folk lived. Their very existence a mystery to the rest of the world, obscured as it was by great clouds. Here they played out their peaceful lives, innocent of the litany of excess and violence that was growing in the world below. To live in harmony with the spirit of the mountain called Monkey was enough. Then one day, strange folk arrived in the town. They came in camouflage, hidden behind dark glasses, but no one noticed them. They only saw shadows. You see, without the truth of the eyes, the happy folk were blind.
Falling out of aeroplanes and hiding out in holes, waiting for the sunset to come, people going home. Jump out from behind them and shoot them in the head. Now everybody dancing, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead.
In time, strange folk found their way into the higher reaches of the mountain, and it was there that they found the caves of unimaginable sincerity and beauty. By chance, they stumbled upon the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels in these caves above all things, and soon they began to mine the mountain, its rich seam fueling the chaos of their own world. Meanwhile, down in the town, the happy folks slept restlessly, their dreams invaded by shadowy figures digging away at their souls. Every day, people would wake and stare at the mountain. Why was it bringing darkness into their lives? And as the strange folk climbed deeper and deeper into the mountain, holes began to appear, bringing with them a cold and bitter wind that chilled the very soul of the monkey. For the first time, the happy folk felt fearful, for they knew that soon the monkey would stir from its deep sleep. Then there came a sound, distant first, that grew into cacophony so immense that it could be heard far away in space. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire. And then, nothing.
Oh, a little town in the USA, the time's come to see. There's nothing you believe you want. But where were you when it all came down on me? Did you call me home?
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. To be classified.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City! Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
They're blasting disco down below. Says I'm doubling the rent, cause I'm building some dam. You're gonna help me buy City Hall. Oh, we can. You know we can. Oh, we can. You know we can. Let's let the landlord ban. I tell him turn on the water.
Treason.
What do you think they would say if I stood up?
about the house rent blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady, I said, you let me slide, I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So she let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today. You were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired, I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't have a rent, and out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days? He said, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house, I could see in his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man. She kind of funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you for that too. So I go back home. I tell the landlady, I got a job, I'm gonna pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things and I go. I slip on out the back door. Down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent. She'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in the local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar. I rent my coat. I call the bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. You got down there. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. But I'm sitting out at the bar. I'm getting drunk. I'm feeling mellow. I'm drinking bourbon. I'm drinking scotch. I'm drinking beer. Look at the bar. They call the bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. So what you want? The one bourbon, the one scotch, the one beer. No, I ain't seen my baby since the night before last. Gotta get a drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gotta get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you?
time. I'm plenty high. You know when your mouth is getting dry, you're plenty high. Look down the bar, I see to my bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. He got down there. So what you want this time? I said, look, man, what time is it? He said, the clock on the wall said 3 o'clock. A last call for alcohol. So what you need? One bourbon, one scotch. My baby since a night on a week. Gotta get drunk, man, so I can't even speak. Gonna get high, man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Full House right there, bringing it to you, Rhyme and Treason, courtesy of DJ Gower, his infamous vault.
That's right, folks. Almost a terabyte of music to choose from, yet we pick the same 45, 50 artists every show.
I'm sure we do. But anyway, before that, George Thurgood.
It's not true. We're always something fucking different.
It was great. We're random as fuck.
Come on, where else are you going to hear Blind Melon into George Thurgood? That was predicated, thank you very much, I got that word out, predicated
word.
By Let's Lynch the Landlord, Dead Kennedys.
Yes, Let's Lynch the Landlord, episode 29.
That is the title of this episode, actually.
We were fucking rocking it, hardcore, in Sacramento, DJ Gower's new studio location, his new house.
Casa de Man Cave Studios.
We're in a new location. Basically, we both moved, and we both got fucked by our landlord. So, let's look at the motherfucking landlord. I'm so sick of him.
We probably could have put out 5 shows within this period of time, but we spent all of our money on background checks and all this other bullshit that we couldn't afford to bring you the show.
So I guess let's start with DJ Gower's background check money story.
These cocksuckers, the day we send them the money, the whole nine yards, everything's green lighted. The day we're on our way to go sign the fucking paperwork for the house, the phone rings. Oh, by the way, the homeowner will not be using our services. Oh, and we're going to keep your $90. You can go suck it if you don't like it. Take it up with the homeowner. I was like, you know what? Fuck you both. You're both in breach of contract, and you've damaged my credit and my character. I'm taking you to court. Have a nice day.
I hope you do, and I hope you get some money back.
I won't get shit, but it'll be fun.
I went through a similar situation. Basically, I had a place locked down. I went through a walkthrough with some dumb old bitch that owned the fucking house. Anyway, they denied me at the last second. So I signed up for this fucking thing that was
FreeCreditReport.com.
So anyway, 15 minutes before I'm supposed to go look, do a walkthrough through the house, this dumb hobag fucking says, we're going to have to deny your application. We can't tell you why. Blah, blah, blah. What the fuck? $50. Tell me why the fuck we got
Hey,
denied.
At least you don't live in Vallejo like E40. He's from the H-double-L side, bro.
This goes out to my roommate who's from Vallejo, John. All right, Ryan.
And Gangsta Love and Treason.
Hey, which way should I steer?
The beat keeps knocking down my rib, you hear it? Curving like a motherfucker swerving. Hope I don't scrub in my 95 Suburban. Tiptoeing throughout the community, squatting on girl tippy toes, peak. Breathing on Indian cigarette, gainish, beat me, posing, niggas tweet. Quick, fast, in a hurry, don't worry. 40 vision ain't blurry, shorty. Hit the freeways, right up the ways, climbing like that nigga Joe Torre.
Well, what do you know? It's sickity still, that funky nigga. Roll that funky nigga, though. Kicking in those, you better grab your hoe. I see you choosing, and I'm late night creeping with my nigga. Be legit and 40 water raw. Shit.
We're here, we're there, we're everywhere. Highly intoxicated, but we don't care.
I'm from the H-I-double-L, the place where my niggas bail a Mac motherfucking 12 and send your ass straight to hell.
A tick, a tock, they shit the spot. They say them crazy motherfuckers put out a chop.
I watch the motherfuckers run, I do the shit for fun. You niggas know you can't get none.
Bitch.
I'm from the V-A-L-L-E-J-O.
H-I-double-L slide toe. Spitting straight game is all about niggas knowing now.
And they be like,
B-A-L-L-E-J-O, H-I-double-L-Side-O, spitting straight game is all a nigga knowing now.
And they be like,
I tell a bitch, what the fuck you mean where I been? And so what? I smells like pussy and gin. I had money to make, bitches to break. And if the shit was out of line, I had lies to tell. I told you from the gate that I'm a mobster. Sipping DP, eating lobster. Don't get it confused, you won't get abused. As long as you making me them revenue.
That miggity Mac, that miggity Damien, that miggity nut. Jump in the back of my cut with a tramp slut. With the guts, ain't got no love for him. All I love to do is dick him. Pass with an extra madness, nigga, 40 water six.
If I was Popeye with a toe glue, you could kiss my big black royal. I'm not funkin' over olive oil. Last night I had a super bad in my room. She sucked me till my dick shriveled up like a prune.
Well, pass the Uzi to the left-hand side, so I could bend over, hit it from the back and let her rock. You know what's sick with it, hard, gotta put the shake down. Shoot her to the left, nigga, hit me with that breakdown.
I'm from the G-A-L-L-E-J-O, H-I-double-L-side-O, spitting straight game is all a nigga knowing now.
And they be like,
there they go.
B-A-L-L-E-J-O, H-I-double-L-side-O, spitting straight game is all a nigga knowing now.
And they be like,
off to the liquor store.
Beef eater, Tangeray, Sapphire, Bombay.
He did that R punch bowl full of hurricane at the last nigga dang near all day. Smoking herb, weakest perp, copper squat. Let's hang out at the Ocala spot.
Nigga, I'm a Louis, smokes damn nigga, near kid. So can I get a twomp on my page or here? You've been blowing me up. Yeah. I know you know the code 31007. Dash 9-11.
High stepping, you're blanking off your blank. Thanks, cause I'm a rock star. Hickory Dove Rock, nigga, let me use your fucking cop. All the way through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, through with money, tour basket, you call a popo on me. Told him I was sideways, doing about 50 in Solano County. Sheriff pulled my ass over and whipped me, caught me with a gun. And a bunch of Alizai bottles that was sent, asked me where I'm from. And I said, bitch, I'm from the B-A-L-L-E-J-O, H-I-double-L-Side-O. Straight game is all a nigga knowing now.
And they be like,
there they go.
B-A-L-L-E-J-O, H-I-double-L-Side-O. Spitting straight game is all a nigga knowing now.
And they be like,
there they go.
Hi, Milton. What's happening?
I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and move your desk again. So
no.
If you could go ahead and get it as far back against that wall as possible, that would be great.
No, because I was...
That
I was
way we'll have some room for some of these had to move boxes and things we need to put in here.
There's no room.
And, oh, there it is.
What?
Here, let me just go ahead and get that from you. Great. So, if you could just get to that as soon as possible, that would be terrific, okay? Thanks a bunch, Milton.
Goodbye. Yeah. Okay, but I could set the building on fire.
Watch me right now.
that you don't know. I can't be a fool for everyone that I don't know.
The worst drug story. You know what my friend told me? You know what he's dealing with? His landlord is hooked on crack. That's terrible. That's pressure. Your landlord's hooked on crack. That means you've got to have the rent. He come around all the time. I got the rent. It's not even due yet. It's the 10th. Come on, I need it. Let me just get $20 of it now and then just give me the rest of the money. Every couple hours, hey, look, I'm gonna need some more of the rent. This building's falling apart, things came up. Comes home early from a party. Landlord's in the crib going through his shit. What are you doing in my house? Ah! Where's the sink? I came to fix it. It's in the kitchen. I thought it was in the drawer. I'll fix it tomorrow when I come for the rent.
Treason.